The first national vice chairman of the MPP, Freddie Blay, has asked supporters and unsuccessful candidates in the just-ended delegates conference to cooperate with the new leaders to make the MPP attractive to the electorate. He said the current problems facing Ghanaians are enough to give the MPP an advantage in the 2016 election and asked all party members and sympathizers to unite, pay their dues, and rally behind their leaders to ensure victory in 2016. Mr. Blay told Georgia Secret that the MPP will not leave anything to chance because Ghana needs change.
I'm part of a team, the newly elected executives of MPP, and what maybe appropriately I would describe as coming from, not from me, but from the team, is first, cooperation, secondly, teamwork, and thirdly, delivery. We will deliver, we will come together, effectively deliver, bring the park up, itself up, that we can even improve upon it, and then motivate the rank of file so that the machinery of the party will be sharp, punchy, and friendly to the voting public. And let the people in this country appreciate that here is our party, your party, it's an alternative party in waiting to take over the government if Kenyans consider it worth giving the power to. And I'm saying that this is a party that can be trusted, a party that has a new life in it, a new approach to ensuring that there will be in 2016 a very good competition, that we are taking over the reins of government, and we can be trusted, we can be relied upon to not only just deliver, but put up a good government, government of loyalty, integrity, and openness. That's what Ghanaians need at this time. This country deserves a better government than what it is having. So we are ready, and that's what we're going to do.
You have moved from the down to the top. You've been a member of parliament. You've been a deputy speaker. You've served as a first deputy speaker.
That's right.
And so now you're coming into the national executive level of a major opposition party. And in Ghana, being in opposition is a problem because you don't have the funding. How are all these things going to impact on your work?
Well, definitely Ghanaians need a party that will deliver. And it's not all on money. Of course, it takes good inputs, what they refer to as logistics, do the campaigning. But why not? Party is quite resourceful. We will work hard and ensure that we have the means. Whatever it is, find it, we will do that. We will ask members to pay dues. We will ask general individuals in the country, businessmen. We will talk to them. Whatever be the case, resources will be found out and made available to our party members. We appreciate the difficulties, the challenges we will face. But why not? Once we are up to the determined, we'll find a way of doing it.
Mr. Blake called on the media not to do PR work for government, but rather put out to the public the true state of affairs to enable them to make their choice. He also cautioned against publication of falsehood, since that does not help in nation building.
We live in a world of interdependence, and why not? When this country improves, it's all of us. The media's job is not just to do PR for even bad government, but for parties that have shown good examples, shown determination, a party that has done it before. If they want this country to improve, we are in the same boat, and then, therefore we will be partners in development. We will rely on the media very much, we'll be friendly to the media, we will cut the friendship of the media. But it's not a question of doing PR for us. It's letting Ghanaians know the differences in terms of the quality, in terms of effectiveness, in terms of organization. And yeah, in Ghana, we are all in Ghana, we realize what the party in power is doing. We want to change, a positive change, a change on their lives. They are not only the industry of the media, but as those who are there as career journalists. They want the environment to improve for all of us, so that after all, it's not just the career itself, but improve the quality of life for Ghanaians in terms of the economy and social life. We are partners. We will endeavor to let them amplify, because we can go from village to village. They have the means of relating to the public on behalf of everybody and knowing the deals. If you are not good, they will criticize. If you are good, you will let the Ghanaians know. We will definitely depend on the media, and we will work hand in hand with the media.
First National Vice Chairman of the MPP, Freddie Blay.